Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Inside Out. That was wild. Anyway, good morning, everyone. How are we? I know it might not be morning where you are, but it's morning where I am. And I'm just in the best mood ever. And I'm just so happy that you guys are here. This episode goes into a lot of stuff. It goes into my experience with my grandma passing and kind of moving through it. It goes into my experience with grief dreams and signs and death and what happened with mum with dreaming and connection with dreams. It goes into expecting the unexpected, which is something that I've had to practice this week. It goes into connecting to your heart space and tapping into that heart space and listening to your heart self and connecting to the wisdom that you have within. And there's so much that's in this. I hope you guys are well. Hope you guys are having a fabulous day. I'm just so grateful for all these messages that you guys have been sending me. All the love that I felt over the past few weeks has just been so expansive and explosive and unexpected in my life. And I'm so, so eternally grateful to have had this time and to be sharing this with you guys and to be connecting on so many levels. And I've got so many amazing interviews coming up. So this is the episode. This is Mimi. This is the Inside Out. This is my life. I love you guys so much. Let's do this. Good morning. Let's have a magical day. Love you all. It is 7:28 a.m. where I am, and I'm literally in the best mood ever. I think I need to make it a rule in society that everyone needs to dance when they wake up. Just before they talk to anyone, I think they need to get their AirPods in. They need to just feel into whatever music you're feeling and just have a little boogie, because honestly, it seriously puts you in the best mood ever, and you just, I don't know. It just like releases all this old energy. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with dancing. It's just like you don't take yourself so seriously when you're dancing. Also, I feel you just kind of like go with it, go with the flow. It's like the most intuitive, just fun thing. And it's just fun. It's just so much fun. And if you just do it by yourself in your room, AirPods, like you've got so much freedom. Anyway, how are we all? Welcome back to the Inside Out. I'm so excited to be back here. I feel like it's been a hot little minute since we've done this. I have had some turbulent times over the past 2 weeks, and I actually had an episode that I was going to release last week, and it was all planned and ready to go and all organized. And then I kind of realized that, well, I went through a bit of a traumatic situation and had some family issues, and my grandma actually passed away last week, and I got the call about it on the Monday and was going to release this new episode on the Tuesday. And then I was like, all right, no, this is too much. And just the irony of releasing a podcast about talking about death a week beforehand and then getting that call on the Monday and having to kind of deal with that. And it was my mom's mom. So I just, she was like my second mom, and there was a lot of connection there, and a lot came up with mum especially during that time. But I just, from respect for like the respect of my family and the respect of myself during that time, I was like, no, I don't think this is appropriate to post something that was completely irrelevant. And I just needed to kind of feel it through, and it was just like Mercury retrograde as well. I was like, nothing was vibing. I don't know. Nothing was really working or circulating the way that it should have in terms of communication. So I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to take this time to be with my grandma. And she was down the coast, and I actually got to spend 3-4 days with her. Like driving up and back, but being near the beach and being with her on her last few days was seriously one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Like seeing someone pass away in such a beautiful, healing way, in such a peaceful state, was so healing for me, especially with mum's death being so sudden. Seeing it in that way was actually really peaceful, and it gave me so much gratitude for even getting to be there and getting to see someone get to that part of their life and look so at peace. And she was literally like so ecstatic about dying. Like that sounds weird, but she was really religious. I'm not, but she was. And it really, it gave her a lot of faith and comfort like her whole life. And it really gave her like this overarching sense of positivity. And that's something that I'm really grateful for and I picked up on. But she was always like, oh, I'm so excited to die. Like, I want to see Jesus and my mom, and always told us this story of her mom when she was actually in hospital about to die, and she saw like a vision of Jesus and like would keep saying it, which is really nice to kind of have that understanding of someone before they're going to pass, because you feel a lot better about it. You don't feel so scared about how they feel during it. And she could hear everything we were saying. She was unconscious, but having to like just, and having the opportunity to talk to someone and tell them everything that you want to tell them is completely the opposite of what I experienced. So I think for my sister and I, that was really healing. But I thought this was a good opportunity to kind of talk through it and to talk about the feelings that came up. And also the whole point of this is to kind of do it while it's happening. I didn't want to do just this podcast after I was fixed and healed, because no one's fixed or healed. It's a constant, I guess, wheel of fortune. Maybe not wheel of fortune, but it's definitely a hamster wheel, but in the best way possible. So you're always growing and always learning and always healing. And I just kind of thought, well, I would rather hear something when someone's actually gone through it instead of weeks after. So I kind of just wanted to touch on all of that and kind of the process of what happened, and kind of just connect you guys about the feelings that came up, especially with mom, because yeah, there definitely was a lot that came up, I think, just being around her family, and she cared a lot about mom as well. So I think like a lot of that emotion kind of was very much like in my body, and very much I hadn't like really released it. And I think like you pick up on other people's energy so much, and just being in that situation and being in like an aged care home, there's just so much going on. And I kind of get into these weird states where I just go like really calm and try to like be as chill as I can and not be as overly emotional. I think I try and make everyone else be able to be emotional so I can then handle it on my own. So you're also like handling everyone else's emotions. So I think just being really gentle with yourself, especially in the days after it happens, because, you've got a lot of energy that you're picking up on. And I think you don't realize how vulnerable that you actually are. Like you can feel fine for a few hours and you can be really positive, and then all of a sudden someone says something. Like I had this experience with my friend, and normally it would be so fine of a conversation, but, and we discuss things all the time where we like agree or disagree. And like we had a disagreement, but in like such a chill way. And I just got really upset, because you just are upset deep down. Even if you can't see it on the surface, like you are, and those emotions are underneath everything. And just being really gentle with yourself. And I think for other people, that's what I noticed, is I was like, that's a really good tip, because I hadn't actually thought of it. But after, I guess, someone has gone through that experience and someone has died close to you, just be pretty, I guess, careful about how you kind of talk to them, and being just gentle with them as well, I think can really help. Because, yeah, you just, I think on the surface, you can't really see it sometimes. Like I'm pretty positive and I want to be fine. Also, I think I never tried push down the feelings of being fine, because I think there's so much light that you can get through being positive, and it can be so healing. And I don't think you need to push down feelings of being positive either, because they're there for a reason and they're there to give you like contrast. But then, yeah, bringing acceptance to when you do feel upset, because it was like a lot. I was like, why am I getting so upset? And I was like resistant to it. I was like, I thought I was fine. And there was also a lot of fear that came up with having to go through the emotions again. With mom, I was like, I don't want to do this again. I was like, I'm done. I was like, I'm just getting my shit together. Like I'm literally just actually doing what I want to do and doing all this stuff. And now here we go again. And I mean, selfish, but it comes up, because you're like, it's scary when you have grief and you have someone pass that's close to you. You're like, fuck, damn it. Like, it's so sad to see them grow and to see them go. But I have so much gratitude for my experience with my grandma, but it is that thing of like, what is going to come up, and like the fear of the unknown and the fear of kind of dealing with it. Because you know you can deal with it, but sometimes you just like can't be bothered. And to be honest, that's how I was feeling. Like, to be real, I just didn't want to deal with it. I was like, this just sucks. Like, I just want to be happy. And now this thing is coming in where I just obviously can't be happy when my grandma just passed away. But it was just really confusing. But understanding that, like, we have the full spectrum of emotion within us, and to kind of just bring acceptance to when we do feel what we feel. And there is going to be moments that we're going to be upset, and there are going to be moments that we're positive, and allowing them to just be, because then you get to move through them and feel through them. And, you know, you never know. And that's kind of what I really wanted to talk about today, is just the expectations that we have around a lot of situations and the expectations we put on ourselves, and really to just lean into expecting the unexpected, because I think that we really can't plan as much as we want to plan, and we can try and have goals, and we can put these plans in place. We've got to be able to accept when they don't work out, because this is probably the first time I've been the most planning in my life. Like, for this podcast, it's great. Like, I'm planning so many interviews and so many calls, but that, like, I'm so, I guess, free spirited and like to kind of go with the flow. And then it was so funny, me like actually having all these like plans in place. And I was like, oh no, I've got to, this has to end. I can't do any of this. And real life has to like go on. I guess life goes on pause, and real life actually starts in those situations. You realize that, like, you think you know what you're going to be doing, but you actually don't. And your life can change like in a second. And for the most part, we might have a little of an idea and a gauge, but things change all the time. And so we've got to kind of lean into being adaptable and lean into like removing the expectations of ourselves all the time, and expecting that our life is going to go a certain way, because we don't know. Like, there is no game plan for life. There is no rule book or manual. It just happens as it happens. And I think the more you can accept that, the more it gives you room to kind of feel into it and to kind of accept what comes up. Because if you try and go into your day expecting it's going to go a certain way, you're going to be disappointed every single time. And that's like, comes down to relationships. It comes down to so many aspects of our lives. I think the more we put expectation on things, the more we're disappointed, because I guess we do it in society so much, especially with relationships, that we have almost like this invisible expectation of others around us and the people in our lives, that we think that that's how they should act because that's their, I guess, role. I guess if you have like a partner, you expect them to work and treat you in a certain way. And yeah, there's obviously boundaries that come into that, but like, unconditional love comes without expectations. And it's like, where is the expectation coming from? Is it coming from an idea and a connection that you guys have together? Or is it an expectation that you've kind of attached in your mind to keep you safe and to what you value? Because that's not necessarily what they value, and that's not necessarily what they expect. And so getting really clear on what you expect, and almost like removing the expectation, because you don't know, you're constantly growing, and especially for others around you, they're constantly growing as well. So I think just bringing acceptance to others and removing the expectation to situations, and bringing acceptance to all situations when they come up, because I know it's hard, and I know especially with grieving, and when I guess you fight and are in turbulent situations and it's hectic and it's messy, like, it's really hard to bring acceptance to another if they're bringing up an issue which you don't agree with. And it's hard to accept something like death as well, because it is so scary, and it's something that the first stage of death is like, well, I think it's denial and like anger, because you're like, why? Like, no, this just can't be happening. But I guess I just found the more you can kind of lean into accepting it, because it's something that is so not in our control, then the more you give yourself space to feel and space to know where you sit within that, and letting yourself sort of move through those emotions. And I'm not saying pushing it down if you're feeling like denial, that's completely okay. But I've just found that whenever I can kind of bring acceptance to situations, it's really helped me personally deal with them and understand how I'm actually feeling, because it gives you like space to not expect yourself to feel a certain way. You just kind of accept it, and you're like, okay, this is how it is in the moment, and this is how I'm going to respond in the next moment. You don't kind of have planned your emotions. They just come up as they come up. And I think it's just an interesting topic because I think we put expectations on everything in life and on ourselves all the time, like body image. We expect to look a certain way and then we don't, and we see a photo, it's like so disheartening, and we expect ourselves to perform a certain level and then when we don't, it's disheartening again, and then we just like feed that negative looping cycle back to ourselves of like not feeling good enough because we have this expectation. It's like, what if you just remove the expectation? Like, who are you trying to impress anyway? And like, why do we need to be anything? Like, we can just be ourselves if we remove the expectation. And it's that thing of like, you know, when someone says to you, like, just be yourself, and it just feels, I mean, this is for me, it just feels like a wave of relief, and you can just kind of chill, and it's just easy. Like, being yourself is easy because you know how to do it. Like, you've been equipped with the equipment to be yourself from the day you were born. But I don't think we put enough emphasis on just being us and just being who you truly are, because I don't think we know who we truly are. A lot of the time we kind of live through the expectations of others. And then when you just get to just be alone, spending time alone is a great way to just understand like what you want and what you enjoy, but just letting go of the expectation that you should be something, or you should be something else, or you should perform in a certain way, and just letting yourself be you, because that's all you need to be in any way and any day that you experience. And it's not easy. Like, I think it's really hard to kind of come back to that and just think, oh, just be yourself. Like, it's not like a chill thing and just easy thing all the time, because we are so conditioned to feel like that we need to be a certain thing, or we have an expectation of ourselves that we want to be, look like a certain person, or do this certain job to fulfill us, when half the time it never does, because we just have a false idea of a role or a identity that we want to kind of live up to. And I think that we have so much wisdom and so much power within when we just accept that we have our flaws, and that we have negative parts of ourselves, and that we don't need to be perfect, and that we don't need to hold these expectations. Because I think as well, when we understand when we're energy, everything is energy, like there's a positive and negative charge to everything in life. And when you can understand that, like there's a positive, negative charge to right now and who you are and what, and your day and all these different things, and understanding that, you're like, it removes this, I guess, this expectation, but removes this idea that it's going to be, it has to be positive or it has to be negative. It's like everything just is. There's a positive and negative. There's a proto and a con. There's also like every other emotion that comes with it. And I just found that really interesting. And I've been thinking about this for a while. And then when that happened, it was just, I was like, oh my God, you've just got no idea. Honestly, you've just got no idea. And leaning into no idea and leaning into the unknown is where you really learn about yourself, because you give yourself a chance to actually, I guess, feel and just be, because that's when you give space. Like, with these expectations, they're like filling up your energy field, or they're filling up your space of emotion, say, in your body. And if you can't bring acceptance to them or kind of like remove them from your field, you're just like stuck trying to see yourself through the lens of expectation. And when I found, when I can just kind of accept and let that go, then I actually, more can come in, and I learn so much more, and I feel so much more from a place of like my soul, and a place from a part of me that is actually trying to communicate with me properly and trying to give me wisdom to help. And it just lets me be me. But anyway, that's something I just want to throw out there, because it's something that I really have been thinking about. And I think in relationships, it's something that's a really good practice to incorporate if you're fighting with someone, to kind of just like bring acceptance to them, bring acceptance to what's going on, like take some time for yourself and take some time alone. Because I found, like, you always, have you ever been in a situation where you kind of have a fight with someone and then later on you are like, I didn't really like think that one through properly. And like, you were kind of putting your own expectations on them, or even in a situation, because that's how you think someone should perform and act towards you. But it's like, where is that coming from? And why do you need that expectation of them? Like, I think there's a thing of boundaries, but there's a difference between boundaries and expectations and like knowing your worth and putting a false idea in someone's mind that maybe you haven't even talked about with them. And I think like communicating your boundaries and your expectations is just crucial. And understanding that we're all growing and we're all shifting and that you don't actually know what someone's thinking until you talk to them, and you don't know what they're experiencing or how, what emotion they're bringing forward. And you wouldn't want someone else to tell you how you feel and put this expectation on you that, because I know if I've ever felt like I've got to prove myself to someone or I've got an underlying expectation that's kind of there of myself in a relationship, I feel like a pressure and I feel like I almost want to resist it because I'm like, you're not letting me just be me. Like I feel like I need to be this person for you and like live up to this thing. And it's like, you guys are two different people, and that's with every relationship in life. Like that's not just with like romantic relationships, but even with like parents, like understanding that they are your parent, but they're also a person. And like, where is that conditioning that we've like kind of picked up on what we expect as a parent in society and the role of being a parent as well, like unpacking that, that can come in so many ways and we can learn in so many different experiences and different approaches to learning. I don't think learning is obviously there's school learning. And I mean, I don't even know if I did learn stuff in school, but I've learned so much more from the experience that I've had in life and from trauma and from conflict and from going through it and through living through it. And I guess I'm just more of a like intuitive sort of person than academic. So I kind of put more weight onto feeling than the science of stuff. And that's just kind of because that's how I've grown and that's how I've learned about myself. And I'm just letting myself learn in that way as well, and like listening to my emotion and feeling through my emotion and letting them communicate with me so I can understand what underlying, I guess, fear or self-belief I've kind of picked up and where that's come from, because it could have come from anywhere. But yeah, that was just something I kind of wanted to talk about. And yeah, just the beauty in dying also. I know that's pretty hectic, but also it's just something that I really kind of appreciate. Is weird, but I've just seen so much growth in the dying process, which is crazy. Like and you see kind of a growth within yourself because you're just so still and present in this moment when someone is literally like passing over, and just seeing their breath and that life force like behind everything that we forget to focus on all the time, that is literally there like consistently all day, every day. It's fueling our blood, like oxidizing our muscles, like pumping our heart. Like it's crazy that we don't give it more attention. And like that just being everything, and even talking to my nana and just being like, just deep breaths again, like breathe in. And like that being where we focus and where we bring our awareness and our attention, how much it really was just an amazing reminder to like, we focus so much on everything else, but really like breath is life and it is like our life force, and to really bring practices in to focus more on that and to bring our awareness to our breath, because it leaves us space to just be. So yeah, it was actually really beautiful, that whole experience, and I'm really grateful. And obviously I've been really upset, and I'm obviously like, I've been writing, that really helps me in terms of like with grieving. I write a lot of like poems, and I just write a lot of things that come up. I find that's a really good way to like release, and I almost like do meditations, and then afterwards I sort of meditate through them. I actually had a really weird dream also where mum came into my dream, and I haven't actually spoken about on here the dreams that I've had about mum and kind of how they feel very different to normal dreams, because it just doesn't feel like a dream. Like it's very vivid and you're there. It's almost like in a dreamlike situation, but it feels a lot more real. So I've had a couple of dreams about her. The one I had this week was, I was in some weird apartment. I don't know. It was kind of random, but I was in some weird apartment, and she kind of came in and gave me, she was talking to my sister and I, and she gave me like a really big hug. And I think I was kind of asking her, I was like, I just really need this. Like I just, I'm struggling. And your dream state is just an amazing way for yourself to communicate with your subconscious. And I think it's a really good way to connect to spirit as well. I think I've had a lot of experiences with dreams with mom, and it's just felt like a visitation more than it's felt like a dream. And I really felt like the love from her in like that moment. I could almost just feel her being there, and she like hugged me for ages, and she's like, it's going to be okay. Like, and just feeling a hug from your mom after your grandma had died. Like, it was, even in a dream, it felt so healing and so real. And I kind of woke up, and it was, yeah, I was definitely upset, but in like a nice way, because I was so, I felt so touched and so loved in that moment. And it was really just grounding and so beautiful. And I really do think it is a visitation. I don't really know how to describe the science of it. I don't know how to describe, or I guess convince that it is, because I don't really have to. That's the whole thing. I think it's just something that I know deep down is just true to me, and that's all that really matters. And I think that's a lot of things that come up with grieving, is that you have these, I guess, signs, which I haven't talked about also, which I will go into about what happened after mom, but you have these signs and with spiritual experiences that you just know, and no one else can tell you that they're different, because you just deep down know. And that's been a really amazing thing for me to connect to my intuition, is because I could go to that part of me that where I had these experiences and I just know that they're real, and then sort of apply them to my everyday life in terms of like making decisions. I can go to that place of knowing and actually be like, okay, I know this. I don't need anyone else to explain it to me. I don't need a scientific explanation to why. I just know, and trusting that and letting that part of you kind of open up and building that trust muscle with your knowing is the most beautiful thing you can do. And that's the greatest gift I've kind of had through this experience. But another dream that I have had, what happened? Oh yeah, it was after she died, and it was maybe like a few weeks after she died, and she was like really silly and funny, would always like joke around. And then she was in this dream, and she actually like spoke to me, and she was like, oh, I'm here, like I'm alive. And I was like, no, you're not, like you're not alive, like don't fuck with me. And then she was like, no, I'm here, like it's completely fine. And she definitely was not alive at all. But in the dream, you don't know, because you're like, well, you're kind of here. Like, I don't really know what to think. And I was like, you're not here. Like, just tell me that you're not. It's fine. And then she was like, okay, I'm not. But I'll stay for like 15 minutes and we can just like hang out. And I was like, okay, that's really nice. And that one hit me real hard. And we kind of just hung out and like spent some time together in this dream state. Not really sure what happened, but it really just was quite magical, to be honest. I woke up and was super upset. Like, it really rocked me, to be honest. But again, in a nice way. Like, I think I've gotten so much more open to these emotions. And now I kind of just love crying and love getting upset, because it's such a beautiful ceremony to kind of sit with yourself and feel empathetic for yourself and just really like feel those emotions and like release it, and also just like feel into it. It doesn't have to be negative crying. Like, I've cried from like love so much this year, which is so strange, because I never would have thought that I would do that, because I were just so shut off emotionally for so long. But now I just cry all the time. Sometimes I cry when I see like a flower. Like, I know that sounds so cringe, but literally I do. Anyway, but those have been my experiences with grief dreams. I might just go into kind of what happened with mom and dreams, and kind of how that's been a really big part of my experience. Mom and I, when we were little, had a lot of similar dreams, and sometimes we'd just wake up and we'd be like, I would tell her that I had a certain dream, and she'd be like, yeah, same. And I was like, that's so fucking weird. Like, I don't know if you're just really energetically connected to your mom, but it was just really strange. And so that sort of like cord that you have between you, that can be really strong in terms of communication, and especially for me. And obviously everyone's going to have like a different relationship with their mom, and it could be with anyone in their life that they've almost shared a lot energetically. But I don't know, this is just through my experience what happened, and it was really strange. So pretty much we had a lot of similar dreams when I was younger, but then something really weird happens in like the few months before her passing. So I was in like a bit of a transition. I was kind of like in between changing my life. I was like studying fashion design and kind of decided I hated it, and everything just kind of like went up into a heap, and I was like, I hate everything. I don't want to do this. Like, who am I? What am I doing? And kind of went through this big shift, got out of this 2.5 year relationship, and then I was just a bit confused. I was a little bit all over the place, but kind of in a good way. Like, I just didn't really know what was going on, but I just, yeah, I was confused, but knew that what I was doing was on the right path, but completely changing everything in my life. Anyway, and I had this dream about these whales, and it was really weird, and it was really vivid, and it just really stuck with me. And what happened in the dream was I was standing and I could see this whole ocean and this like big widespread of ocean, and there was all these whales like swimming, and then all these caps in the water where the whales were, and there was like so many whales. And I just remember being like, that it was honestly one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, but it just was so mesmerizing to look at. And I just woke up and I was like, that was wild. Like, I don't know what about the dream was so weird, but it just stuck with me. And then I kind of just started seeing whales everywhere. Like, I know it sounds weird, but I literally kept seeing whales everywhere. Like, I remember going on YouTube and I was looking at some like TED talk, I don't know, some random thing about someone was talking about signs and like the universe, and it was some, I don't even know who it was, but then she starts talking about signs and then she starts bringing up a whale. And I was like, what? After me already seeing whales on like movies, all these little, on these, on like walls, like everywhere I was going, I was seeing whales. And I was like, that was fucking weird. Like, why was she just talking about that randomly? And then I just kept on seeing them. Like, everywhere I went, I would like go away and there would be one everywhere, like on the wall, like on a coffee cup, like just everywhere I went. And I was like, what is going on with the whales? Like, I didn't know what was happening. I just was noticing it, and I guess like paying attention, because I was like, this is fucking weird. Anyway, and so like I go to an op shop and it would be like on a mug that I randomly pick up. But like, I know when you like, obviously, I know a lot of people are probably thinking like, well, when you start noticing something, then you start noticing it a lot. But it just felt different. It was just weird. Okay. So I just didn't really know what was going on. And this was when Mum was still alive. And this was like last year in like, I don't know. Was it last year? Yeah. Last year in like January, this kind of all started happening. Anyway. And then it was when COVID kind of hit. And I actually went up to Byron in between the two lockdowns, and I was seeing my friends in Byron, and I was up there and I kept on seeing whales. And I mean, there was whales there also. And I was like, oh, maybe it's because like I'm in Byron and like COVID's fucked and I'm meant to just like be in Byron where it's like safe and there's whales. And I was like, I kept on looking up like spiritual meaning of a whale. And it was like, means that everything is going to be okay, like just to stay calm. It's like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, like maybe it's, I'm meant to be here and this is the place for me to be. Anyway, I was in Byron for maybe like 2.5 months. I actually don't even know. And I was actually there when I found out about Mom, and I actually got the phone call about Mom randomly on like a Tuesday, and it was like sunsetting and I was with my friend Shelby, and I was gonna, it was really strange. It was beautiful also. Like, I always find out about these things when like the sun's setting, and it was actually really nice, but it was the most overwhelming phone call of my life. But I found out about Mom when I was in Byron, and then that was obviously really overwhelming. But the next day, it's all just like a big kind of blur, but the next day I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we were going to go walking. Oh no, it was like nighttime. It was like sunset again. And I was just had such a strange day. You know, when you just don't know what you want to do. And it was so confusing. So I was like, I guess we'll go to the beach. Like, I don't really know. Anyway. And then he was like, oh, we should definitely do like the sunset walk and like do the lighthouse. And I was like, yeah, like that actually would be really nice. And we did the walk, and I remember like getting up to the top, and the actual last time I've done the walk was when I lived in Byron a few years ago, and my mom and my sister came to visit me. And that was the last time we did the walk together. And it was actually a really special moment, because Mom had like a lot of her struggles, and she didn't have much money. She didn't travel. We never went on family holidays. So to bring her there to a space that I really connected to, and a space that she just loved, was so special. And she was so grounded and just was having the best time and was just loving it. And being there with her was just so beautiful. And she'd traveled around there like a lot when she was younger. But anyway, I just remembered that when I was there last time. That was the last time I was there. Anyway, so we're doing this sunset walk and I'm just out of it a little bit, but it was really nice. And then we get to the top looking over the whole ocean and the sun setting. And I have all these videos, but I remember looking out towards like Tallows Beach and it was literally like the same scene from my dream. Like, shit you not, there was like caps in the water, there was like four whales or something, but it was like the exact same thing from the dream. And I was like, oh my god, that's what it meant. I was like, no shit. And I was like, oh my god, it's the whales, like it's mom. And then like looked more into like signs and stuff, and obviously I was like, oh my god, I'm like crying. But it was literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And yeah, that was just crazy because there was a lot of things with whales and like mother and daughter connection and like a mum telling them that everything's okay. And it was just like overwhelmingly crazy. And I was like telling my sister, I was like, oh my God, there's these whales and like all this stuff. And like trying to like tell her all these crazy experiences I was having. And she was like dealing with the coroners and like dealing with all the hectic shit back in Melbourne. And I still like couldn't get back just yet. And she was like, that's cool, ma'am. Like, great. You're seeing whales. Like, nice one. I'm actually dealing with like the most annoying part of this whole situation. And I was like, fair. But I was like, this was just so weird. And like, I just couldn't help but felt like it. I just felt so connected to it. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, but that was my dream. And it was, I don't know if this was a premonition. I don't know what it was, but it was something. Anyway, and so then the next day, right, I went to White's Beach, which is like one of my mum's favorite beaches. And every time I was there, I should always be like, go to Broken Head. Like, I love Broken Head. It's like my beach. Anyway, you got to like walk down this little cliff and it's kind of like secluded. And we get down there. And as I get down there, like on the sand, my friend was like, Mim, like, look. And there was like a whale. Like, shit you not, like, so close to the shore, like honestly, like 5 meters from, I mean, maybe not five, but like it's quite a long distance from the sand to the water, but it was so close and it was like flapping its tail, like religiously, like crazily. And I just started crying and I was like, what? And I was like, that's mom. Like that is literally mom. And to be, if you knew her, she was such like a free-spirited, beautiful person that just like loved the ocean and was always herself. But like when she was at the ocean, like we would always go down to Aries Inlet and it was where she just lit up. And seeing that just blew my mind. And then when I was down there, I actually ran into my sister's really good friend, Moshe, and he didn't actually know what had happened in this like random beach. He was up there. He's actually from Melbourne, but I ran into him and we were just speaking and I was like, oh, you don't know, like this is what happened with mom. And he actually did this beautiful like death passage sort of prayer with me, which was so amazing. And then he was telling me, he's like, oh, your mom actually called me like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, like she wanted me to tell you that everything was going to be okay and like to talk to the girls. And like, I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And I was like, that was literally what all these like signs were saying with the whale, of being like, everything's going to be okay. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was just freaking out, like this like horrible thing had happened, but I was having all these beautiful experiences and I was like trying to welcome all of it, but trying to be like, should I be really sad? Like, I don't know what's going on. And it was honestly the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. Like that moment was just so special. And I think I really needed that to come back to Melbourne and like kind of be there for my sister and be there for my family. And it like definitely wasn't easy. I wasn't like, oh, I saw a whale and like everything's fine and oh my God. But yeah, so it just, that is kind of what happened there. And I was still talking to my sister and I was like, oh my God, the whales. And she was like, cool, Mim. And I got us like this cute little whale necklace and like came back to Melbourne and I was like living in her apartment. Like, I'd sublet in my room because I was like, I'm staying in Byron. Like, I'm staying here for months. Also, can't plan. Don't bother planning. It always changes. And then ended up coming back and stay with her for like a week. That was also another experience in itself, which I will talk about with her, like our relationship and kind of what came up through that, which was not good. But it was, we've worked through it, but it was interesting how much came up with us. But anyway, she didn't really get the whale stuff. Like, she got it. She thought it was nice, but then I remember we were trying to like work out, I don't know, there wasn't really anything there where she had had her connection with it. And then she was actually telling me that she went for this run and it was like a bit weird. This was when mum was still alive, like a week before she passed. And she was like running through, like she was running through Elwood and St Kilda, like where we used to live, and running past all the old houses. Like we moved like every fucking five seconds because like mum had a new boyfriend and we'd like go to like a new house and it was just a lot. But I mean, it was kind of fun moving around, but there was just a lot of houses anyway. And so she ran past all of them. She's like, yeah, I just felt like this big urge to run past them all and went to like the botanical gardens where we always used to go when we were little, and kind of like went, I'm speaking on behalf of her, but went on like ran in this little bush. I was like, I just really feel like being like a kid again and running through the bush. And I was like, all right. When she was telling me this, I was like, nice. And then she like ran through the bush. And when she got to the other side, there was like this book on the ground and it said Finding God in Unfamiliar Places. And next to it was like a bottle of alcohol. And she was like, that's weird. Like, what is that? And didn't really think anything of it, but also thought it was really weird at the same time. Anyway, she'd share this experience with me, but then we didn't really relate it to the whale thing at all. But then we looked up the book online and it was like, God can be found in a number of places, in like a herd of sheep in an ode of whales, in like the clouds. Like it was, I shit you not, like, I don't know the exact description, but it was literally like an ode of whales. And we were like, oh my God, like, oh my God, it's connecting all back. The whale thing's here. And like, I think my overarching, like, it's a thing kind of helped, because I think I have to be, I'm just very open to that stuff. And I think that's what helps in terms of just, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Okay. It doesn't make logical sense, but sometimes it doesn't have to anyway. And so then we just kind of like lost our shit and we were like, oh my God, that's amazing. And it was just so beautiful to kind of see it go like full circle. And then what happened? And then we had her cremation. We didn't actually have a funeral memorial till like a few months after, which actually was way better, but we had her cremation with just like us and her family and like her sister and my dad and like his sister. Anyway, we were at the cremation, did the whole experience. That was really hectic in general, like very strange. Anyway, we are then like leaving and we're like talking to our auntie and stuff outside, and we were kind of telling her all this whale experience. And we were like, oh my God, this whale stuff happened. Like it was really weird. And then we have this little whale necklaces and everything. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm wearing a whale necklace and I only, like, I've had it for years, but I've only like just put it back on recently because I just got called to put it back on. And we were like, it legit was like a whale tail, like the exact necklace that we had, but like in silver. And we were like, what do you mean? Like, what is going on? Like, we were just like, this is the craziest thing in the world, but the most beautiful thing ever. And like, you just can't fake that, you know? Like, I'm not making this up, and you can take what you want from it, but it was just so crazy to have that experience and like from a dream. And it's like, if I didn't pay attention to the dream, I didn't actually let it be what it was and tried to like push that down, then I don't think it would have been as open to these experiences. And I think that was just like the magic that I felt. And now I just have like a really strong connection to whales, and just, it was just crazy. That happening was just seriously insane. And that actually was like the big push for my kind of spiritual journey, I guess. Like, I've always been very open. Mum was very spiritual. So I've kind of been open to those ideas and philosophies and esoteric ideologies as well. But that really just made me, it's the only thing that you know that someone else might not understand, but deep down you know. And it's like with signs, when other people have signs when they pass, like, you know it's real. Like, to you it's real, and that's all that matters. And that's kind of like coming back to spirituality and coming back to your own truth. Like, you know what's true to you, and you know what's right for you, and honoring yourself and honoring what you know is right inside and listening to that. And that's how I really learned to listen to my intuition, because I could understand where it came from, because I had that experience, which was so profoundly, I just knew, and no one else could tell me that I was wrong. So having that was a really good way to strengthen my trust muscle of my intuition. Really strange, but honestly, it was so beautiful. And I really want to share that, to kind of share the weird, kind of crazy and beautiful and unexpected experiences that you have in these times. And I'm not saying that everyone's going to have this experience, but just to be open to things to come in, and to ask for communication with spirit. I've had mom communicate with me in meditation before, and different types of, I guess, accessing that energy. There's so many ways that you can, and so many people that have sort of communicated with spirit through these different experiences, and just being open also, and just being, believing that you can. Like, it really does just start with believing that you can, and that goes for everything in life. And yeah, so that was that. That was kind of just what I wanted to go over. There's also something that I've been doing recently that I just wanted to talk about. And I meditate like a fair bit, but if you meditate, or you've kind of seen meditations or heard of like your higher self, there's a lot of things that come into it where there'll be like connecting to your higher self and meeting your higher self and meeting your spirit guides. And you can do that through like visualization and meditation and hypnosis and like automatic journaling. There's all these different ways that you can communicate with your spirit and with your higher self. And I guess the way I picture my higher self, because you can do visualizations and it comes into your sort of mind's eye, and I would sort of picture her as like this ethereal kind of white dress, kind of typical elegant, but like free-spirited, just like airy, loving, kind human of like you, but like elevated and just like sweeter and nicer and just caring, like your own mom in a way. And I remember picturing her, and I was always, when you kind of bring yourself into meditations, you like bring your higher self in. Anyway, I had this meditation the other day and I've just been really trying to connect to like my heart space and letting myself live through the heart, because I think we put a lot of emphasis on our mind and like our ego, and ego is there for its purpose, and it's definitely there for an operation, and it like rules the physical world, and it is sort of like our false sense of self and what we should be doing. It's almost how I see expectations, and then your heart is almost like just like removing the expectations and the now and the like your soul energy. And so I did this meditation the other day where I almost like tried to bring my awareness to my heart space and sort of like put my hand on my heart and just sort of tapped into that and was like, I'm just gonna try and listen to what my heart has to say and breathe through this space. And I tried to picture what my heart almost would look like. And I was like, well, if you have your higher self, why can't you just have your heart self? And so then I would picture my heart self and I would picture my mind self, and I kind of welcomed them into my realm, and I welcomed them to each other, and I introduced themselves to each other, and I let them meet and sort of greet each other and sort of give each other a hug and be like, I'm here. Like, thank you for doing everything that you do. And I know this might sound weird, but it was really crazy to see like the difference. And the way my heart presented and my heart self presented was very like free spirited, but it was just kind of me deep down. It was like my heart. It was like when I'd been in the most expansive situations, like traveling, just like airy, in flow, and I like had my hair down. I wasn't wearing shoes. Like, I was in like a sarong, like really random, but that was just kind of what came up. And I was just like in, it was warm. Like, I could even tell that my heart was warm, and my heart self was like glowing and just like radiating of like, just like love, but just also like adventure and just going with the flow. And I was like, that really deep down is like what I value so much, an adventure and like traveling and just going with the flow, and being outside and being in nature is such a big part of like how I connect and when I feel whole. And then when I kind of met my mind self, it was, this is just what happened in the meditation. I was in like a button up shirt, or even just like I think it was like a white shirt, and I was almost like rigid and trying to look clean and trying to look very presentable and almost like the school side of things. And it was really interesting because that has so much power and has so much like organization and so much structure to it, which can be so beneficial, but I think it kind of rules a lot of how we should see ourselves and how we think we should perform, and sort of like more confined version of ourselves. And I almost just chatted to them and I was like, hi guys, like I just really want you guys to meet each other, and I'm going to give my heart permission to take over for a little bit. I think the mind and my mind self has been ruling myself for a long time, and I definitely connect with my heart, but what if I just gave my heart permission to take the front line and take control and to live through that and how that would feel, and just kind of giving my mind the opportunity to take the back seat. And it felt amazing, because I think we put too much pressure on our mind. And coming back to the, I guess, core needs and wants that we have through like psychology of, I think they're like being loved, heard, and seen. I think that's what they are. Don't quote me. But I was just thinking in this meditation, I was like, well, we are energy, right? And if we have these core needs of being loved, heard, and seen, the organs within us are just energy as well. And we give so much attention to, I guess, our mind and maybe our feelings, but they're just parts of ourselves that probably want the love that we all want as people. So what if we gave our organs the opportunity to be loved, heard, and seen? Like, what if our liver is trying to communicate with us and tell us things, but we've never really paid attention to it because we think it's just there for a physical purpose? Like, what if we actually could listen to the wisdom that these parts of ourselves have? Because why is our brain any more important than our spleen? I mean, I don't know. The brain is pretty powerful, but you know what I'm saying? Of just like turning the attention inward and actually like giving our organs and our insides the core needs that we all want. And then maybe if we do that, they'll actually start to listen, because we don't know. We've never actually paid attention to it or let it be heard. And so I just found that was like a really nice way to connect to your heart space, because and that's where I find like my true happiness comes from, and where my intuition really lies and where your consciousness really lies is like within your heart. And it has like its own energy, its own brain within it. And I think we can all come back to our heart space so much more when we want to connect to our like ourselves on a deeper level. And so I invite you to, if you want to kind of do that in a meditation or to write in a way where you try and intentionally connect with your heart and set the intention to breathe through your heart space and almost like bring your heart self to your mind's eye. And what does it look like? What are they wearing? What are they eating? Like, what are they doing in their day? Like, how does their day feel? You'll be able to feel it, and it will come through in different ways. Like, everyone has different ways with connecting to their intuition, and you could hear it, you could see it, like visualizing it, or just know that it's there. And I know it sounds weird, but it's just a really amazing practice to tap into that beautiful whole space that we all have, and our heart is just beating for us. And I think if we turn that attention inward and actually give it the time of day that it deserves, then maybe it will talk to us, or maybe it will show us the wisdom that we have within and carve the path to our reality that we really love and that we really want and that our heart is calling. So that was just something that I kind of had an experience with that I wanted to share, because I think it was really powerful. And this happened about 2 weeks ago. And I think living through that space through the experience with Nana passing was really amazing, because I just kind of let myself be, and I really let myself like feel into it. And I really removed the expectations and just went with what my heart felt and went with what my heart self needed to experience. And so that was just a really expansive experience for me, and something that I wanted to share, and you can take with it what you want. But I'm just really speaking from things that I've gone through. I don't ever want to put an expectation on this that I have knowledge about things that I don't, because I'm just speaking from the experience of my life, and I can only speak through that. And I've learned so much through life, and as we all do. And I think we need to put more importance on the times that we do have and the things that we do learn from those times, because they are there to show us the lessons that we need to learn. And they're truly gifts, I think. I think these times are just life gifts that we get to stop and go back and really reflect. And like, so crazy that you just have to stop, like when these things happen and when death happens, you're forced to stop as well, and you're forced to slow down, and you're forced to look inward, and your shit comes up so much with relationships. You get so much more anxious, or your inner child stuff comes up, and like there's only so much you can do for other people to be able to lean on other people. And I think it's really important to practice being there with yourself and being able to lean on yourself and having like a grounded, clear channel to be there for you, because you're going to pick up on other people's energy. And when someone's there for you, they're there for you in their way, but you need to be there for yourself in the way that you know. And if you're like neglecting your heart, neglecting like how you feel and neglecting the relationship that you have with yourself, then you're going to go into these situations and just freak out. And that's okay. And that's part of the lesson as well. But I just kind of want to give you guys some practices that have helped me to feel more calm and to feel more stable when the world shakes, because it is going to shake. And it's about like grounding yourself in and feeling secure even in times of turbulence, and finding the beauty in the trauma and finding the beauty in the suffering, because there's always going to be something that's going to go wrong. There's always going to be something that you don't like in your experience, and there's always going to be a negative charge, and it's all kind of shifting your perspective to that positive charge to be able to have that positive experience. And I've talked about this a lot, but it is just something that really resonates with me and really just helps, because once you can come back to that positive light and that, or just a non-expectation view of things, then you let all emotion come in and you let yourself just be. And yeah, I think it's just something that we can all kind of practice more. And if COVID has kind of taught me anything, it's to just spend some time alone in nature, like throw your phone away for a little bit. And I'm bad with my phone. Like I just am definitely addicted to my phone. Like, and it's so annoying. Like anything to get me off my phone, I'm so grateful for. But like practicing just putting your phone away and like leaving it at home and going out in nature and like sitting with your thoughts and like letting the thoughts come up, knowing how you deal with yourself when you're just there with nature. Like we're so much more nature than we give ourselves credit. We are energy, plants are energy. We are just these beings here. And I think when we remove all these man-made structures and we just like put ourselves in Mother Earth, you can feel that mother almost like grounding you and holding you and nestling you in safety and in comfort. And then you kind of feel that safety net when you're with yourself and when you're in these man-made structures and when you're in times of turbulence and when you're in these times where you can't control, you can come back to that place of like love and groundingness and connecting back to source and connecting back to nature, because I think nature is communicating with us in so many ways that we don't give it credit because we don't really see the power in it, because it's not something that we value in today's society. But I think if we shift our perspective and shift our focus and we just pay attention to the world around us, then you can see the magic that's in your everyday. I think there's magic everywhere that we just don't tap into. And life just becomes so much more fun, I think, when you start like not just believing, but when you start being open to maybe that there is more to this than we think there is. And maybe there is more to us than we think that we are, because it's so much more expansive and so much more fun. It's like being a child when you're like looking in a fairy garden. It's like then you know, you kind of believe that there's fairies and you believe that there is this wisdom out there. And childhood, everything is amazing and you see things in this beautiful light, but I just think we've been conditioned to push that down. I think we can all come back to that place where things look like pure beauty all day, every day. And that's how I felt being a child, being at the beach when I was little. I was like, this is insane. I was like, this is literally the best place I've ever seen. And like swimming and connecting to the earth is so special. And I think we can all come back to that place and we can learn a lot from the experiences we have when we're little and the experiences that we feel and how we feel in those moments, because that's not any different to how we can feel now. I think we need to honor our childhood and give importance to those moments and try come back to the magic that we felt when we were 5 years old, because that's still there. There's just been things added on. Nothing's gone away. We haven't removed anything. We've just kind of grown through a society that's conditioned us to push that down. So I just want to bring your child back into your reality. This has been great. I'm really glad to kind of be back on the mic with you guys. I just randomly did this and I'm glad I didn't do the episode that I was going to do, but I've got so many beautiful conversations coming up and I'm so glad to chat with you guys and I'm so happy to be doing this. I also wanted to give just a big thank you to everyone for the love I've felt over the past like few weeks, especially after launching the podcast and launching it in Mercury retrograde. Was scary as fuck because apparently things don't work out after that, but it's going to be fine. And like the planet being in reverse, if you don't know what Mercury retrograde is, it means when from the Earth's view, we see the planet moving in reverse motion. It's like an optical illusion, but then it actually like messes with a lot of communication. This one was based in relationships, which was interesting because it was in Libra and kind of finding the balance in relationships. But really just, I don't know if you guys haven't felt over the past few weeks, it's been pretty hectic, but that's ending as of today, which is beautiful. But yeah, launching the podcast in that time was a bit scary, but I think we're good, but I think we're just coming back to that idea and that energy to expect the unexpected in your everyday, to bring acceptance to yourself, to bring acceptance to others, and to bring acceptance to every day and everyone and every situation as it is, because we have so little control and really like realizing that we don't have control sometimes, and we have only have control of ourselves and our energy and our own frequency and tapping into the love frequency that we have within and that heart space. That's the only thing that we can really control, and our reactions. But like connecting to yourself is the best gift you really can give yourself. So I love you guys so much. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. I know I've taken a while to say goodbye, but I just like love talking to you guys and I hope this has helped someone. Let me know if you've had any experience with signs and death and dreams and grief dreams and how you guys have kind of healed through that and how you've kind of tapped into that little realm. I'm so excited for what's coming up. I love you guys so much. I'm going to eat something amazing right now. I know you guys have been telling me what you're going to eat and I just love it. I hope you have an amazing day, amazing night. I love you guys so much. This is The Inside Out. You can catch us at The Inside Out at The Inside Out with two eyes at the start of The Inside. Share it with your mom, your friend, anyone that you really think could benefit from this, and give it a like, share. You can review us on Apple. I think that helps us a lot, but just sharing it really with someone you think it resonates with is really important. And I appreciate that when people give me podcasts and me information that feels cold to me, because it really does help. And yeah, I'm just really happy to connect with everyone, and just all the beautiful messages you guys have been sending are just amazing. And we're back every Tuesday. I'm sorry it's been a little hot minute in between, but you know, we can't plan these things. I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful day. Love you guys so much. This is The Inside Out. This is Bimmy. Love you guys so much. Bye-bye.